This is Ozarks at Large. Late Saturday morning, Joseph R. Biden Jr. was declared 46th President of the United States. His running mate, Kamala D. Harris, elected the 49th Vice President of the U.S. This after the tandem surpassed the required 270 electoral votes. Joe Biden will become the oldest American ever elected president. California Senator Harris, the first woman of color to run on a national ticket, will be the first Black and first Asian American vice president in U.S. history. The Biden-Harris ticket received more votes than any other in U.S. history. As of this morning, more than 75.4 million votes. President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence received more than 70 million votes, making them the second highest total in presidential election history. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich gathered reactions Saturday around downtown Fayetteville right after the election had been called.
Yari Davis, Reagan leaves. Reagan leaves for Biden. Happy days are here again.
My name is Jenny, and I can't either be happy or sad, because I'm pro-life, but either way, you know, I'm immigrant, and you know how Trump is too against immigrants, so I'm like jumping on. I can't say I'm glad or sad, but I'm just like, all right, God, let it be your faith.
Hi, my name is Roger Barrett. I live in Fayetteville. I feel like a weight has been lifted now that Trump is not the president anymore. I'm really excited. I feel like, not that things were really great, normally, you know, it's not a truly carefree feeling, but it's definitely a huge weight is off my chest and out of my brain. I feel like I can think again. I hated Trump. He's a racist. I'm glad he's not the president.
F-I-G-H-T, fight, air it out, sweat. F-I-G-H-T, fight, air it out, sweat. Last time, F.
Haley, Kennedy, Haley, Lila.
And Lila, do you want to talk about it?
About what?
About the vote, about the results of the election.
Lila. Yeah. What do I say?
How do you feel?
I feel good about it. I feel like it was the right decision. I'm Lila, and I'm 14 years old.
My name is Jim Matchett. This is my wife, Stacy. We're from Little Rock, Arkansas. Graduate of U of A, and we're pretty happy with the result. We realize we're in a red state, but first and foremost, we believe we're all Americans, and we need a president that rules for all Americans, not just the ones that voted for him.
I'm Summer Craig, and I'm 19 years old. This was my first year to vote, and I was really happy with the outcome.
My name is Juan. I am a bricklayer, and I think Joe Biden has got good ideas in coming with the government. I think it's going to be a good job.
I voted for Donald Trump, who has done more for this America in 4 years than most any other president. And we're fixing doomed to hell under the Biden and Democratic people. You wait and see. They were for burning down cities and all that. I don't believe the vote count is accurate. Mail-out balance is not the way to go. It's open to fraud. So, you know, I don't think it's over until the legal... It don't matter what the news media says, because they're highly biased. The news media in America is terrible. That's the first shot we should take, is take out the news media.
My name? Mainly former. Yeah, I vote for Biden. Yeah. Yeah, I like Biden. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. Yeah.
Woohoo! Woohoo! I'm Robert Stafford. We're just driving around celebrating. You know, if people could have flags on their truck, I could have flags on mine, and I do, and proud to be an American today, and just celebrating the news.
I'm I'm Katie Mahalovich, and this is my oldest daughter, Millie, my youngest, Evie, and our next-door neighbor, Adelaide Pate.
We're celebrating Biden's election
for president. We have a woman vice president.
Yeah, really. Woohoo!
Yes.
We really had that before.
Yeah.
In the history.
You can see a slideshow of those profiled in Jacqueline's montage at OzarksAtLarge.com.